And in Honduras, one of the world's most impoverished countries, doctors say the challenges fighting COVID-19 are overwhelming. Official cases number about 30. Everyone feels it's higher. Dr. Victor Flores is in the capital, Tegucigalpa. And doctor, you're on lockdown, but you say information is on lockdown. What do you mean?
We don't have any data on suspected cases, on how many tests that are available. We have very little information on what the public health system is actually looking at right now.
Yeah. Well, now we should say again, you're on lockdown, but you've heard from others who are still able to treat patients. What are they seeing when it comes to COVID-19?
They're seeing patients that come in with really high fevers, coughs, and because we don't have tests right now in the country, they are being sent home and told to isolate. Still, the markets are crowded and there is lack of food. We're facing a situation where we don't have the capacity to attend to a wave of COVID-19.
Well, it's not just that you're fighting COVID-19. You already had the health challenge, dengue.
In 2019, we had more than 100,000 cases and 180 deaths. And 2020, we have 10,000 cases of dengue and we have no water in the capital. People are forced to store water. So the vector is living among us.
And what kind of things do you have there to fight COVID-19? Start with respirators.
Recently, the government bought 140 respirators, they claim. And when they got to Honduras, we realized that they were BiPAP systems. This would instead spread more of the virus. So it's a very delicate situation in which the more infected people and the more they go to a public hospital, the more they're prone to keep spreading this virus. And if they get complicated, we don't have the ICUs with the other crisis we have going on. There is a shortage of gowns, masks, every sort of material to keep doctors from this virus. And we are getting infected and we are also a mode of transmission as well for our families and for the other rest of patients we're seeing in the hospital.
By the way, I think it's just so crazy that your government ordered machines that were not respirators and only 3 hospitals in the capital. Most people aren't insured. What has to happen?
First of all, I would start with putting a doctor in charge of this whole situation. So the government basically is distancing from the Honduran College of Doctors. Recently, a $450 million budget was approved for this crisis. And the claim was they were going to build 95 hospitals, but Honduras hasn't built a hospital in the last 30 years. So the government is not being transparent.
Dr. Flores, Victor, you're planning to go back in the field to treat patients. As we said, you're on lockdown right now. But how are you preparing for that if you don't have gowns or masks or gloves?
We have to, I guess, just prepare by taking our own cautions, buying our own mask, buying our own gowns so that we can protect and protect others and identifying cases and reporting.
Dr. Victor Flores, speaking to us from Tegucigalpa, Honduras. Boy, as the COVID-19 spreads there, they only have 12 respirators. Dr. Flores, we wish you all the best.
Thank you, Robin.